Today we're building one of those edits that sounds like it's barely holding itself together in the best possible way. We're taking an amen break in Ableton Live 12, slicing it up, nudging selected hits off the grid, and turning it into rag-infused DNB chaos with risers, delay throws, saturation, and a bit of controlled violence. The goal here is not to make the break messy. It's to make it feel intentional, dangerous, and alive. That little bit of instability is what gives jungle and dark ragga rollers their character. So think of this as a lesson in controlled tension. First, load an amen break into an audio track. Open the clip view and turn warp on. For this kind of work, beats mode is usually the move, because it keeps the transients punchy and easy to slice. If the break is already heavily processed, Complex Pro can work too, but for clean editing and rearranging, beats is usually the best starting point. Set the clip tempo so it matches your project, usually somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If the break is a full loop, don't overcorrect it. You want it usable, not sterilized. That human swing is part of the vibe. Now slice it to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transients if the break is clean, or by 1/16 if it's a little messy. Ableton will build a drum rack from the slices, and that gives you a lot more control. You can reorder hits, duplicate them, process individual slices differently, and most importantly, offset them with precision. This is where the edit starts to come alive. Build a simple two-bar phrase first. Don't get fancy too early. Start with a strong backbone. Kick heavy downbeats, snare accents on 2 and 4, and a few ghosted hats and little break fragments to give it movement. Think of bar 1 as the stable version, and bar 2 as the one that starts to unravel a little. A good trick is to duplicate the strongest slices onto key hits, then remove a few obvious repeats so it doesn't sound like a lazy loop. Leave some air between notes. That space matters. Jungle edits breathe, and that breathing is part of what makes the groove feel dangerous. Now for the main technique, offsetting selected hits. This is the heart of the lesson. By offsetting, I mean moving specific slices slightly early or slightly late so the rhythm stops feeling perfectly rigid. If you push a hit a little late, it feels heavier, dubbier, and lazier in a good way. If you pull it a little early, it feels nervous and edgy. If you alternate early and late movements, the break starts to lurch in a really musical way. In Ableton, zoom in and select a few specific notes. Good candidates are ghost snares, offbeat hats, a pickup kick, or small percussion fragments. Move them by tiny amounts. We're talking around 5 to 15 milliseconds for subtle motion, or 15 to 30 milliseconds if you want the movement to be obvious. Use nudge shortcuts or drag them manually while zoomed in. The key is to keep the main snare anchors stable. Don't move every strong transient around, because then the break loses its spine. You want the supporting hits to feel unstable while the core stays locked. That contrast is what makes the groove feel alive instead of broken. If you want extra movement, try a push-pull pattern instead of random timing shifts. For example, make one ghost hit slightly early, the next one slightly late, then pull another percussion hit late again. That alternating motion sounds more musical than pure randomness, and it gives the phrase a kind of lurching swagger. Now let's bring in the ragga energy. Rag-infused DNB works really well when there's a call-and-response feel. That could mean a vocal chop answering the break, a dub chord, a siren stab, or a reverse swell that reacts to the drum phrase. If you've got a toasting-style vocal sample, drop it into simpler, slice it, and play with filter drive or pitch for movement. A simple arrangement idea is this. Bar 1 has the amen groove with a vocal stab, bar 2 repeats the groove, but adds a filter delay response, and the last part of the bar gives you a reverse reverb or tape stop style pull. That sort of back and forth creates tension, without cluttering the mix. Now let's design the riser. Since this lesson is about risers in the drum and bass transition sense, we want the build to feel like it belongs inside the break, not pasted on top of it. The easiest way to do that is to use material that already matches the energy of the break. A reversed amen slice, a stretched cymbal, a white noise burst, a vocal inhale, or a bounced reverb tail all work well. Put your riser source on an audio track or a return track, then shape it with stock Ableton devices. Start with auto filter in low pass mode and automate the cutoff upward over the build. Add a little resonance, but not so much that it whistles or gets in the way. Then put saturator after it for some grit and density. Soft clip can stay on, and a few dB of drive is usually enough. Echo is excellent here, especially for ragga and dub-inspired transitions. Set the time to something like an eighth note or quarter note, keep the feedback moderate, and roll off the lows inside the device, so the repeats, Don't muddy the low end. A little modulation can add grime and movement. Then add reverb and automate the dry slash wet or decay as the phrase builds. If the riser starts spreading too wide or fighting the groove, use utility to widen it gradually, then pull it back before the drop. One thing to remember, the riser should support the transition, not steal the whole scene. If it's too loud, the drop loses impact. In this style, the sub and the drums are the stars. The riser is the pressure building around them. Next, we glue the break together with a drum bus. Route all the amen slices to a group or a bus. Then add a light processing chain. Start with EQ 8 and high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up rumble. Then use glue compressor with a moderate attack, so the transients can breathe, and just a few dB of gain reduction. Follow that with saturator for a little density, then drum bus if you want more body or crunch, but keep it controlled. A limiter at the end can catch peaks, but don't crush the life out of the break. The order matters. If you compress too hard too early, you'll flatten the snap of the slices. Let the transient shape stay intact first, then glue the whole thing together. Now let's automate the movements so the offset edit feels like it's evolving. Open up the cutoff on the break bus across the two bars. Bring in echo throws on selected vocal or percussion hits at the end of the phrase. Increase reverb tail length just before the transition, and then cut it off hard right before the drop. That contrast is huge. A really effective DNB transition often looks like this. Filtered groove, vocal stab, echo throw, brief silence, then drop. That silence is doing a lot of work. It creates the kind of anticipation that makes the impact feel massive. If the arrangement is busy all the way through, the drop loses its punch. If the break feels too rigid after slicing, you can add a subtle swing layer, but be careful. Don't swing everything blindly. Use groove pull lightly, or apply a small MPC-style swing, something around 53 to 58% if needed. Usually you want more swing on hats and ghost notes, and less on the main snare and kick relationship. In heady DNB, the drive comes from a strong center with selective looseness around it. A useful arrangement strategy is to think in layers of instability. One tiny timing offset is subtle. Three or four different micro-movements across hats, ghosts, and fills create that feeling like the whole thing is falling apart, but in a controlled way. And always check the last eighth note of the bar. That's where sloppy edits tend to reveal themselves. Also, audition the edit in context. A chopped break might sound wild when soloed, but perfectly controlled when the bass and vocals are in. Always check how the transition feels against the full arrangement. If you want to push it further, try building two versions of the same amen phrase. Make one tighter and more stable, and another more displaced and effects-heavy. Then automate between them over 4 or 8 bars. That contrast can make the build feel like it's mutating in real time. You can also use negative space really effectively. Instead of packing in a busy fill, strip it down to just one snare pickup, one hat fragment, or one vocal shard. The listener's brain will fill in the missing motion, and that can feel even stronger than adding more notes. For a classic ragga-style reload moment, try reversing the final break hit, sending it into a long reverb, bouncing that tail, reversing the bounce again, and then automating a quick filter open into the drop. That gives you that final pull, rewind energy that works so well in the club. Here's a simple practice approach if you want to make this your own. Load an amen, slice it to MIDI, and program a basic 2-bar rhythm. Offset 2 ghost snares late by around 10 to 15 milliseconds. Pull 2 hat slices early by 5 to 10 milliseconds. Nudge 1 percussion hit late by about 20 milliseconds. Add a vocal chop or a siren stab on the second bar. Build a riser from a reversed amen slice using auto filter, echo, and saturator. Automate the filter opening across bar 2, then mute the break for the last quarter beat, before the drop. Bounce it and listen for groove tension, clarity of the main snare, and whether the rise actually creates anticipation. If the break feels more menacing, the riser feels like it's lifting without masking the drums, and the final silence makes the drop hit harder, then you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. Slice the amen with intention. Offset only the right hits. Keep your snare and kick anchors solid, and use filtering, echo, saturation, and automation to turn the whole thing into a proper rag-infused transition. Build your risers from break fragments, vocals, noise, and reverse textures. Let the section escalate, then strip it back for impact. That's how you make an edit feel like it's barely holding together in the best possible way. Once you get comfortable with this approach, you can make every transition feel dangerous, musical, and full of character. And that is exactly the kind of chaos that makes jungle and dark ragga rollers hit hard.